Okay, well, welcome to week two, champions of mind your own business. Literally minding you, minding your business as opposed to anybody else's or anything else, from defocused to focused, from unsuccessful to successful, from unsatisfied and overwhelmed to very satisfied, and delivering, overwhelming your clients rather than ourselves in a good way. I'm excited to be with you tonight, and let's give a 3, 2, 1, Jeremy, you are a champion, so he knows he's welcome in the house. 3, 2, 1, Jeremy.
Jeremy, you are a champion.
So you are very much with the mastermind tonight, Jeremy, as we are physically together, and I'm going to, as promised, click forward because I want to get to you as soon as possible. And really, I actually, in fact, speaking of you, I added this. I grabbed a bunch of, in fact, there's Nikki, a bunch of testimonials out of our Rewired for Happiness and Rewired for Success tribe, because it is all about you. And whether you realize it or not, how much when I'm sleeping and waking, how much I'm thinking about how to transfer real results into your life. So one woman, travel agent out of the Rewired for Happiness system, our first system, she was like, I still remember her recording going, can I give it a 10? How about a 12? Can I give the system a 12 out of 10? On the opposite end, a financial fellow going, this program has already paid me back. On another front, one of our, she was started out as mortgage specialist and evolved into a wealth advisor. 16 grand in a day was her record and went on to 32.5 grand for her sweet spot goal in the 8-week program. And one of my dear ones out of one of our success networks, very shy, works for a not-for-profit for children. The first call she made in her new fundraising role, she thought she would get a grand, and she got 10 grand for the kids as her very first and not last by any stretch fundraiser for the children's charity she works for. So why am I showing you this? Whatever you're shooting for, believe me, I am continuously looking at how to transfer the results that you're wanting via this interactive 8-week, 2 months, 60 days of semi-private coaching custom exactly to you. So without further ado, we remember part of our how is we kicked off this mastermind. Love to see in the chat box who, if any of you, and it will come more and more as the weeks progress, but who, if any of you, thought of us at all this week? And in fact, if somebody, I can hear a little feedback, can mute the mics. I think it's Nikki. That'd be great. Thank you, Nikki. Yeah, yes. And if any specific memory of how you thought of the mastermind or what it felt like or what image you got, the more concrete we make this and move energy into the form of matter, the more it will become a relevant piece of the tool in the repertoire for you. So if there's any memories of when you thought of the mastermind, it could have been fleeting. What images you had? Did you ask a question of the mastermind and or what it felt like to tune into it? Any aspects of that will be great for you to concretize so that you tune into it more and more and more. Thought about the group often, nothing specific, but the often, the frequency is a great habit builder, Cheryl. Love to hear what feelings you had when you quote unquote thought about this unique constellation of people applying mindful solutions to the top 7 business killers. So love to see more specificity from any 3 of you would be great. And on to our easy 1, 2, 3. And in fact, I added one more and one final piece of the pledge in, which is as we interact more and give and receive feedback from me as we get into semi-private coaching and or from each other, I want us after timer warm energy glow. Ah, neat. Very good. So if when you say after timer, it sounded like you were setting a timer and you got a warm energy glow once it went off, and part of it was related to us, if I understand that, Nancy. thought about the group program daily as they did my mindfulness practice. Fantastic. Yes, Insight Timer Nancy. Great, you downloaded. So that's 2 out of 4 has got that downloaded. And we're going to take a closer look at how that can operate for you. Terrific. And yes, I added one more and final pledge, because the more we interact, if whether I or other people in the mastermind ever offer suggestions, insight, feedback, to receive that unconditionally, i.e. high teachability, and also to give it unconditionally, i.e. unattached, whether somebody actually acts on your advice or not. I, as opposed to kind of giving my coaching advice and kind of holding on if they don't do it, no. I 100% give it, and I 100% let go as to whether they implement it or not. Cheryl, realize how often I do spend quiet time naturally watching the birds sitting by the creek, watering. Excellent, Cheryl. And we can optimize those times even more. So you may be optimizing them naturally, because there's a lot of human nature that can just quote unquote kick in our silent times, and they may be restorative for you. A lot of people, the thoughts tumble in and it becomes, you know, sort of busy time in their mind and not necessarily as restorative as it could be. But the silent time or the quiet time is the beginning of optimizing the actual restoration and or insight you can have. So great that you're noticing increase, Cheryl. So unmute those mics, because in a 3, 2, 1, we're gonna nail this mastermind pledge. Nikki, I got some insights to my beliefs around money. Very interesting. And by the way, week 4 specifically, that we don't have to wait till then, I am going to teach for some and reteach for others the subconscious rewired method as promised, 1 of the 7 bonuses. And that will be your combination between the mindfulness practice and the subconscious rewired method, your go-to, as promised, for releasing the money blocks, the relational blocks, the life and success blocks. So awesome. All right. I can hear the unmuted. So let's go. 3, 2, 1.
I am a dream builder.
I encourage,
honor, and build the mastermind's dream. I am 100% here for others, my accountability partner,
the whole mastermind. I recognize my fellow champions by saying,
you are a champion.
I give and receive inspirations
and suggestions unconditionally.
Give yourself a pat on the back and continue to realize, the more we energize this unique constellation in time and content, the more you will concretize this. Think of it like, and I've just got my hands cupped, like a gold mine or a pot of gold or a buried treasure that you can dive into and tune in and get the answers for every aspect, the other 6 days and 23 hours when we're not together. So mastermind, yes. And speaking of a subset of that, accountability partners, love to see in the chat box if yes or no, and how often, if you can mute your mics again, that'd be great. If and how often you tuned into your accountability partner. So let's go for quantitative first. Yes or no, and if so, how often?
And
then go into qualitative of how you did. And yeah, if somebody wants to be audio, go for it. I can hear somebody.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Cheryl and I were in contact, and I believe it was every day, I think, at least a text, and we actually spoke on the phone a couple of times.
Awesome. First week out of the starting block, at least a text, which was the minimum. And of course, the invitation was to connect at least at the beginning, if not once throughout the week. Give yourselves a high five. Bam. Love it. Any additions to that, Cheryl, before we tag team to Nancy?
Nope. She pretty much covered it.
All right.
It was nice getting to know her on the phone.
Terrific. The more you have, again, this concrete matter and energy exchange, the more support and foundation it becomes for you. So fantastic. Over to Nancy. Love to hear the quantitative and any qualitative benefits.
So we did pretty much text every day.
And, you know, once we exchanged our numbers and everything, and then we connected on Facebook, and then I connected him with my friend in Sedona, and I really think that there's going to be an interesting, you know, because they're both very enlightened, special males in that whole Sedona space. So, so through Facebook, I kind of felt like I got to know him a little better. Just because, you know, of some of the pictures. And then, so then we kind of commented on pictures as well as, but we just text, that's it.
Yeah, perfect. Does it feel good if I offer the invitation to have a call this week with him as well?
Yes, I will figure out what time is good for him. I leave tomorrow and then I won't be back until Tuesday. And then unfortunately, next week I have
The logistics are secondary. It was more an invitation. You guys can figure out the how.
Yeah.
It was just the invitation. And I know he's got his daughter's graduation in Texas actually next Tuesday. So all is well in terms of timing. Just I'd love it if you guys stepped up and also had a call, whether it be next week or the week after is secondary. It's more just having it before you get to week 7 and go, you know, it would have been nice to really know the guy better.
Oh yeah, definitely. Well,
awesome. That's great. Very good. Very good. All righty. Wonderful. And love to hear as the weeks progress different. So yes, we've got at minimum. So 100%, give yourselves a pat on the back. 100% all four of you in getting into the week 1 habit of texting each other, which is at minimum that accountability. Oh my God, I better do that sit because I got somebody to text. So at minimum, you're already getting the mileage of somebody's got your back. You're doing it for yourself, but also for the thrill and the juice of being able to text them and say, I did it. And as the weeks progress, I would invite you to add a one call a week, even if it's 15 to 20 minutes, to touch base on your qualitative challenges and or successes around the material as we evolve, especially as we get into more specifically in your businesses. So awesome and great kickoff. Okay, speaking of the next sort of stage of the 6 days and 23 hours in between, mastermind, accountability partner, and then play work. Forgive me, Cheryl and Nancy, if I didn't remember yours correctly. I guesstimated on those, but I was going to leave them blank, and I thought, oh, be courageous. See how about guesstimating. Jeremy, I know, was 20 minutes times 3. Nikki, 1 minute per day. Cheryl and Nancy, love to see in the chat box whether I got that or not, or what your commitment to yourself was, so that you can then also each of you report on your own results in the chat box. So Cheryl and Nancy, 4 minutes, 4 times per day. Okay. Four and four. Okay, great. I love all these. 20 times 3, 10 times 3, 4x4. Nancy, 2x3. Okay, great. So 2x3, 4x4 and 2x3. It sounds like the saints go marching in or something. Awesome. So now I'd love to see in the chat box, how many days out of 7 all 3 of you hit your goal? But did 5 minutes and the 10? Oh, look at you. You added on. See, this is, you know, set a target and surpass it. Love the exceeding the target, Nancy. And love to see how many days out of 7. 7 days, Nancy. Awesome. Anywhere from minimum of 12 minutes to a maximum of 1 hour and 5 minutes. Nikki, what? Look at you. Every day, Nikki, 6 out of 7 plus the times I mentioned earlier, rocking it all out of the ballpark, champions. Added a walking meditation, you betcha. And we can get into how to optimize that as well, because there's some neat objects of meditation in walking meditation. And if I don't get back to it, feel free to ask me, Nancy. And there's eating meditation, lots of good focus. I made the rules so I can win. Did you ever? Nikki, is that the first time you ever done an hour mindfulness, stillness and silence of any form? I want to know. I did chanting meditation. Too fun. Is that your longest sit or meditation ever? And Nope, look at you. But still, that's fantastic. Look at you. 2 hours. I'm so thrilled. I love this. Set it for a minute and go for an hour. All of you, fantastic. Now what I'd love to see in the chat box, and I'm going to, is as much qualitative results as you notice in any form, anything at all you notice qualitatively about your wins. So everyone, 6 or 7 days right across the board, sitting and walking meditations, chanting meditations, just reading it out, because I'm pretty sure the chat box doesn't show up on the recording. So I want to get even more articulate for Jeremy and folks listening into the future. Love to see now coming into the chat box, qualitative results. What did you notice during the practice in stillness, and or how it quote unquote colored or influenced the rest of your day and or week? Things you noticed about your inner game, how your thoughts might have changed. Nancy coming in, calmer, more present. My partner said that I did slow down and actually finished my sentences. I love that. Oh, Cheryl, that was one of your big desired wins. We got it in 7 days or less, more energy. Fantastic. And if you ever want to ask me about this cell renewal that I've been drinking for a decade, feel free at some point offline to ask me about that or during our bonus private session, because it's made a huge difference on the energy level as well. Thrilled for you that the restoration button, it literally is hitting a restoration button in your autonomic nervous system, which is reducing the wired stress wiring and increasing the body's natural ability to self-restore itself. Hence, literally more energy. Nikki, noticing what my beliefs are. Super powerful. That is, you're starting to already trigger the insight or wisdom function, Nikki. That's what starts to come. It's not only the great benefits of decreasing suffering and increasing satisfaction, but remember that number 3, know thyself, and the insight or wisdom function start to kick in. Cheryl, would love to know more. Okay, great, Cheryl. Make a mental note for our private session or at the end of tonight. Nikki, especially the ones that don't work, God bless your pea picking heart. Amen to that. And I'm telling you, the shining the light of a mindfulness and equanimity reduces the actual power of the wiring that we no longer desire. It fundamentally purifies consciousness. So you are definitely on a very concrete track to do that, just quote unquote, by noticing and soaking them with allowingness or equanimity. Reduces their power, has you more conscious, and has you in the driver's seat of choosing better choices. So thrilled on all accounts for those qualitative results. And actually what I'm going to encourage you to do, love to know right now, especially the ones that it caused me to listen to KT Daily. Nice, very good. Love to see in the chat box, yes or no, if you have a focused place to take notes for this program. And already, and if you don't, whether you're committed to doing so, because what I'm going to encourage you to do is actually right now create one page in your binder, your book, your notes for mindfulness, mindful results, and results in capital, big honking capital letters. So mindfulness or mindful results, boom, bada boom. I would put that as the top of a page and I would make notes. And in fact, what I would also do is encourage you to have a before page as well, and then the results will be your after page. But me and my biz. So me and my biz page before as one page, and then mindful results as a second page. So take part of the play work I'm just self creating here now. Take notes of, and it could be across your inner game, your outer game in relation to people, in relation to biz, take the categories, your health, take the categories that are most important to you and write a few data points of pros and cons around where you're at. It's like a personal inventory, the me and my biz before on one page, and then a continuing stream of pages for your continued mindful results, all of which that you've noted are very relevant. All right, awesome, very good. Love to see in the chat box if you are game and committed to one, doing the before page, and two, doing a continuous results page in your notes. I'm game, Nancy, awesome, already written out. Awesome, Nikki, and love to see if it calls to you, Cheryl, weighing in on that as well. All right, fantastic, already written out, already have set up, perfect. Look at you people. Whether we hear each other or not, let's give ourselves a We Are Champions. 3, 2, 1, We Are Champions. Proactivity is truly the leaning forward of success in life. Awesome. All right, so speaking of Insight Timer, which is related to your practice time, which is your play work. Yes, we are, Nikki. Awesome. Just a couple of extra screenshots from within the timer. So I noticed, Nancy, you downloaded. Love to see from you, Cheryl, whether you downloaded that app or not. It's free. It's easy. I used to be in the land of don't even know how to get apps. So if you need the basics, you go to the Google Play Store or whatever else it's called on iPhones, the iPhone Store or whatever it's called, the App Store, and you type in Insight Timer. That's it. Easy as that. And for free, you just go download. I figured out how to log sessions that I do on my own so I can keep, exactly. And this is what I wanted to show. If you haven't figured out yet, Nancy, and love to see Cheryl, if you haven't downloaded this for your game, yes, yay, 3 for 3. Jeremy, I hope you've downloaded the Insight Timer. At the bottom, so the timer is in the middle. You can see my cursor moving and all the guided meditations. They're second from the left. And on the far right is your personal profile, of which you can write, like I have this handle, Peace and Possibilities. Studied and practiced with Shinzen Young for 23 years, experienced 10-day silent retreat leaders in India, Thailand, U.S. and Canada, incorporate mindfulness in our Rewired for Happiness and Success and Wevo Global programs. Peace be with you. And then two websites, Rewired for Success and Wevo Global, as an example of a mini profile. And as, and most interestingly, I want to show you, under profile, clever, isn't it clever, Nikki? Under profile is your stats. And under the stats are things like your progress for the day, the week, the month, and or all. And if you scroll down, there's times per week, activities, and you scroll down and it's quite a repertoire. I want you to use it, quote unquote, not abuse it, don't get lost in it, but I find it fun to watch the little arrows go up. And it's interesting, after you guys committed last week, I said, you know what, I'm inspired to commit. And so I did a 10, 5, and 10, which is turning into a 10, 10, and 10 commitment. And the only reason this week is lower is just because I took the screenshot yesterday. But you can see all my weeks are increasing in terms of my time. So excited for that and for all of us. And just wanted to show you in the timer where you can look at your stats. So super easy under profile and then under stats. Awesome. And onward. Ah. Without further ado, let us really settle in. Yes, found all the stuff, added picture. I like the people that thank you for meditating with me. Yeah, isn't that fun, Nancy? And by the way, you could also set in your profile your options or whatever, and you can, it defaults to generic things like thanks for meditating with me, and you can open it up and have specific interactions with people as well. So yes, we could barrel on through, and why, when we can have a few moments. Last week we did 2 minutes. I'm going to go for a whole 3 minutes right now and let us truly land in the mastermind and in this moment. And spontaneously, I'm going to pick a theme of celebration and anchoring in our wins. And so I'm going to guide us in that to really anchor in the wins that you've already created and the champion activity that you're already doing, which is going to truly pay off. So if you haven't already, feel free to put your feet easily on the floor and or cross-legged, lotus style. if the spine feels better to be a little more upright than it was, and maybe bigger breath than usual. In a moment, you're going to hear a gong to begin our three simple moments together in this way, including all the other great ways. And may we, in this moment, choose our object of meditation and mindfulness to be the feelings that come with acknowledging ourselves, with giving ourselves credit, with becoming aware of our wins and letting that cascade over into celebration. So as you tune in, you may experience this in the form of thoughts. Herein, you might hear yourself repeating, well, I downloaded the insight timer. I hit 6 out of 7 days on my mindfulness goal. I had more energy. So you may experience it auditorily. You may have images of your wins. And you may have feelings in your body. So start to tune into, how do you experience wins? Is it more see in, hear in, or feel in? And whichever one it is, tune into that modality, whichever one is the strongest right now. And allow your awareness to expand. Perhaps it's feel in. Where are those emotions in your body? Is it a tingling? Is it a bubbling up? Is it a warmth or a smile on your face? As examples of how you might experience this flavor, this congratulatory flavor in your body. And allow it to expand. Enjoy it. Soak it with awareness and allowingness. Mindfulness and equanimity. Beautiful. Good job. Give yourself a pat on the back. It's amazing how fast 3 minutes can go. We were just warming up. There's an entire human repertoire to explore just in that one experience of anchoring in and accolading yourself for your own wins. Massive territory. Love to see in the chat box two things. One, which of the three modalities did you experience it the strongest in? See in, hear in, or feel in? Great, Nancy. Feel in. Feel in and hear in. Great, Nikki. And now I'd love to, and I think we just lost, the ding was losing Cheryl on the internet. Hopefully she hops back. And I wanted to mention right at the beginning for anyone with internet challenges is that I updated the calendar invite, your 7 o'clock tonight invite, or 4 o'clock Pacific time, with the phone in number as well. So the entire call in, along with the link, is now in your calendar item for every week, May through June. Love it. So hear in and feel in, Nikki. And love to see in the chat box one or two things you noticed in that space. How did you experience anchoring in and accolading yourself for your wins? Love to see. What's strange is that I notice how hard I am on myself. Aha, when it comes to celebrating my wins. Yes. And so it was, when you say hard on yourself, was there some quote unquote negative inner dialogue on the herein side? They don't seem good enough. Ah, right. Okay. No resistance. Okay, cool. When you say no resistance, Nancy, that's a great concept. And how did you feel that physically in your body? Was there more, how did you experience no resistance? Was there more flow in your body? Was there a warmth in your body? Love to hear physiologically how you experienced no resistance. And as you do that, I am going to click forward to continue to get us more flow and optimistic feeling. Okay, great. Awesome. So just a quick reminder. So what I've been doing is cascading through of a number of support points for you. Mastermind as a support point that we anchored in even stronger. Your accountability partner, which we anchored in and heard about. Then your play work as another support aspect. Then actual direct practice together. And then the reminder of your private member portal and the fact that week two has four more video trainings. So the week one and two are the only 2 weeks that you have 10 video trainings in total loaded up there. So it's not an every week. So if it feels overwhelming, relax, deep breathe. It's only week one, two. If you're excited about it, we'll keep being excited because those are solid trainings, and the trainings that got Nikki jump started, it had people report of huge wins that aren't even in the program just from these trainings alone. So love to see in the chat box if you've logged in and if you've watched any of the videos, which ones you've watched so far. So love to see that in the chat box as I bring those to you, the 10 videos, 6 under week 1 and 4 under week 2 in your private member portal. Love to see, yay or nay, have you logged in? And if so, how many videos, what numbers have you watched? I have not logged in yet, saw most of them before the first. Okay, great, Nikki, that's the main thing that you saw them. Cool, welcome back, Cheryl. We were just having a practice session. I wanted you to know, because you've had some internet challenges, that I updated our calendar invite so that all of the phone-in as well as the call-in is also in your weekly calendar item, just so you know. Did you want us to watch the video before, like pre-work or afterwards? Need to watch a few more from week one. All is perfect, Nancy. The main thing is getting those 10 videos under your belt. They're going to be fantastic for you. So just mentioning, Cheryl, that there are 10 videos under week 1 and 2. There are no more coming under week 3 to 8. So these are your foundational videos for these first 2 weeks of the foundation of mindfulness. Ideally, to get those under your belt, love to see in the chat box, Cheryl, if you've logged in, and if so, how many, if any, of the 10 videos you've watched so far. All right. Yes, back to last week. So the next, we've already hit 4 different ways to move your support needle forward: mastermind, accountability, play work, direct experience, and the member site. And now I want to do a quick recap on last week. We hit on 4 major points. So the first one was around stillness and silence, and you all knocked that out of the ballpark. The second one was on why you meditate. And before I click that up, I'd love to see in the chat box, do a quick quiz test on any of the 4 main reasons or benefits or whys that you would build a mindfulness practice. And excuse me, of the 4 top benefits, love to see them tossed in the chat box. I'm back, I've watched 4. Great, you are cutting in and out, so I may lose again. Okay, all is well, Cheryl. Seems to be internet in Sedona today. Reduce suffering, increase satisfaction. Bam, Nikki, 2 out of 4. Absolutely, love to see the 3rd and the 4th one. Before I click the visual forward, last call as we toss the four main benefits to mindfulness into the chat box. Woo, know thyself and become less annoying. Oh, I was in reverse. What mindfulness isn't was that. So I'm going to move forward and say, hey, there they are. Yes, become less annoying / the bigger thing. And that was sort of more a joke on the opposite side. But the main thing is that your objective behavior changes. So as fun as that one is, Nikki, I'd love you to really anchor in the bigger picture, which is your objective behavior starts to change, which I think you or someone already reported as one of the wins. So back up to the step two, we covered three different myth busting around mindfulness. What were the other two? If this one, no, you don't have to sit on a floor twisted into a pretzel trying to impress a bunch of pretty yoginis, is one myth busting. What were the other two? Yeah, great. On the LOL, Nikki, terrific. So what were the other two? Maybe you can remember the pictures that were related to two other myth busting that I did around mindfulness. Don't have to have a silenced mind. Amen. Correct, Cheryl. In fact, if you did, would you even know? Don't have to have a silenced mind was the third one. And in fact, I'm so focused on what's coming next that I may have a mental gap for a moment as to the other one, even though I've created slide decks and trainings all over Kingdom Come about it. So don't have to sit still. Yes, true. Awesome. And in fact, for a long time and trying to stay awake. Oh yeah, it was that little puppy dog falling asleep on the couch, wasn't it? That's images are powerful. And thank you, Cheryl. All righty. And the fourth one was that there at a very simple level, what is this mindfulness thing? It's basically two pillars in two different settings. So what are the two pillars in mindfulness? What were those two golden pillars in mindfulness? Whether you can figure out how to spell the second one or not, just take a guess. What are the two? Look at you, Nancy. That is the way I used to spell it, by the way, and we actually had an error in our slide deck a few trainings ago. It's actually E-Q-U-A. And in fact, I got Colin to change the pillar on the slide deck when I noticed it, equanimity. And yes, you got the word right. And yes, Nikki, mindfulness equals awareness and equanimity equals allowingness. Love it. Love it. All three of you coming in and knocking out of the ballpark. And speaking of which, Nikki also got some of the, not analogies, synonyms. Yes, synonyms. One of being awareness and definitely one being allowingness. Anybody remember any of the other analogies for equanimity as our next quiz going across the mindfulness trail? Other analogies for equanimity, and whether it's the exact words that were on the golden pillars or your own understanding of it, because this was the one word that 0% of our mastermind knew, and I'm excited for it. Look at you, Cheryl. Unshakable freedom. Amen. Unconditional love, a deep okayness. Yes, yes. And yes, love all of it. It is one of the most stunning qualities, if not the most, that you can ever build. And in fact, it is one of the malaise of the West that this second pillar in mindfulness really hasn't crossed the ocean. We're somehow through pop culture, the mindfulness pillar has. It's like, oh, should I be aware of my breath? Like, quote unquote, everybody's kind of heard of that. I gotta watch the breath at my nostrils, some kind of awareness. Yet the allowingness, the soaking with deep okayness has yet to fully cross over the pond to us from Asia or the ancient traditions of which they belong in Christianity and Buddhism and Hinduism and all the greats. Islam, etc. This principle, practice, quality is the most stunning quality you could ever bring to yourself. It purifies consciousness. And in fact, speaking of which, does anyone remember the two formulas I gave you, the mindfulness formulas? pain times something equals something, and pain times something else equals something else. Love to see those in the chat box, because this is really getting at the power of equanimity. It purifies consciousness. Yes, Nikki, pain times resistance equals suffering. In my recent mindfulness practice, I got the message that I am resisting allowing, which is why my body is expressing pain. Wow, resisting allowing, fantastic. Pain times equanimity equals purification. It is a very, it's the biggest gift I've ever had. And I'm actually going to give you, even though it's ahead of my foundational mindfulness training, which I promise and I'm bringing you tonight, I'm going to jump right ahead and say there was a chapter in my mindfulness practice. This is about 10 years ago, and I'm bringing it back now, where I was so sick and tired of, quote unquote, just soaking things with mindfulness. And I was agitated, okay, I'm building my awareness, but who cares? I was at this kind of agitated state. And I flipped the focus to be purely an equanimity meditation. And how I did this was every few moments in my meditation, I asked this powerful question. What needs equanimity now? That phrase, those four words, what needs equanimity now, I would highly recommend you beg, borrow, and steal, not beg, but borrow and steal that and apply those four words as a question you drop into the pond, like a pebble in the pond of your mindfulness practice, and at least do one mindfulness practice this week, even if it's of a minute or 4 minutes or 10 minutes, whatever it is. And just every few moments, instead of choosing an object of meditation, what happens is you ask that question and whatever arises is the object of meditation. This will make more sense after I give the foundation training tonight and we can loop back to this. But for example, if I said, oh, what needs equanimity now? There's this slight twinge in the left part of my chest that just arose into my consciousness, which I was not aware of the second before I asked that question. And I am now in the process of soaking it with deep allowingness and okayness as I feel it start to ease. That's one of a thousand examples of and benefits of those four questions being a practice. You will never find this anywhere else. I've never heard of anyone suggesting this. It came to me in a meditation, and it is very powerful, and I can go into that more perhaps at the end. Alrighty, so an unscheduled, super important piece. So let us look at a quick recap. We have this object of meditation, and these were the three. Who remembers in the chat box what three categories these are examples of, or the three subsets that candle, mantra, and breath are examples or subsets of? What are the three categories that these are subsets of or examples within? Three simple words, one syllable each. Candle is an example of something you blank. Yes. Mantra is an example of something you. Yes, yes, yes. Hear, and breath is an example of something you feel. Absolutely. See, hear, and feel. This is key to the foundation of the framework I'm going to teach you tonight. I'm going to take 23 years and distill it into the next few moments of a mindfulness practice very powerfully. And so we're going to bring these front row center again, see, hear, and feel. And how we're going to do that is to look at, here's you in the center of your world, your inner world and your outer world. On your inner world, do you remember the simple second word that we attached? We said see, and then a simple little two-letter word after C for your inner world. See, Very close. That is a two-letter word, Nancy. Me, and it makes so much sense. See me. It's kind of like that, and it's another two-letter word that is for the inner world. The label for the inner world. See, hear, and feel. A two-letter word. Any guesses? All is well. If not, you'll get the outer one in a moment. See in. Hear in. And feel in, being the two-word label for your entire inner world. How can I summarize my entire inner existence in three labels, two words each? There it is. And for the outer world, see out, hear out, and feel out. Excuse me. The one piece I want to add now, just taking a wee drink, is the distinction between feel in and feel out. I mentioned it last week. This is a big ask, but does anybody remember the distinction between feel in versus feel out? It's a total bonus if you get this. Any memories of the distinction in this six label system, which is pretty damn simple to summarize your entire existence, the difference between feel in and feel out? All is well. Seeing visually seeing some silence in the chat box. Feel in, the definition, is physical sensations that are emotional in nature. And I'll unbundle that soon, what we feel about ourselves. Yes, it's not so much conceptually what we feel about ourselves. So that's a very good guess, Cheryl. This is physical sensations that are emotional in nature. And we will unbundle this over the 8 weeks because this is key. Shinzen in the Science of Enlightenment has literally unbundled what is the nature of a human emotion. And that is no small task to be accurate in unbundling it and creating a system that makes it effortless for a human to tap into that. There's a, now we go into the definition of feel out in this system, and there's only three letters difference from one definition to another. Physical sensations that are non-emotional in nature. So the feeling, you know, of the your butt on the chair is physical sensations that are non-emotional in nature. Your breath is non-emotional in nature. Your diaphragm going in and out, your digestive system gurgling, your finger twitching, non-emotional in nature. Whereas cramping of your guts from anxiety is emotional in nature. Flooding of your heart with joy is emotional in nature. So that is the simple yet important, and I would write this down, working definition in this six label system, very simple, all relative to its covering every scintilla of your entire life. This is the distinction of the definition between feel in and feel out. So make sure you write those down. Physical sensations that are emotional in nature and physical sensations that are non-emotional in nature. So that is this system, recapping plus adding on those distinct definitions. And to know that when we start to meditate, which is I'm just about to show you an actual practice in meditation and how you set yourself up for success in a practice, you're going to start using these labels. And the labels are identical. And I'm repeating the exact same visual, just with a different heading, which is the label of your object of meditation, just so you get that these are your labels. See in, hear in, and you can say them out loud to yourself. See in, hear in, feel in, and see out, hear out, feel out. So those are your labels to use, and I'm going to show you why that's so important to you. So the last piece of this very brief, like maybe 8 minute summary of a very elegant system that I've studied over the last 23 years. The last and final piece is I'm going to give you a very quick cheat sheet of an actual mindfulness practice, a framework for that, for any successful practice. And then we're actually going to practice ourselves. So here's the one cheat sheet for any successful mindfulness practice. Simple prep. One is to ensure that your body, in whatever pose it is, whether it's sitting, standing, walking, laying down, cross-legged, straight-legged, etc., that your body is as alert and relaxed as possible. So for example, and let's actually just take a moment on posture as an example, and let's practice this right now. Let's say you're sitting in a chair. To have your feet flat on the floor is a good idea. And whether you're sitting in a chair or on a cushion, whether you're straight-legged out and down or lotus position, cross-legged, a key piece is to have your spinal column as stacked on top of itself as possible. I'd love to see in the chat box if anybody remembers those Pez candies. You know, it's like this whole stack of candies on top of itself. Well, think of your spine, like one of those Pez candy dispensers all the way up to the top with a little head on top. Yep, we're great, Nikki. Love it. And so what I tend to do is it's like I'm rolling from my lower abdomen and I'm rolling up and out and around. So it's like a roller is sort of unraveling me from the front, say your perineum, or from your pelvis, and you're unraveling yourself one vertebrae at a time, up, 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 opening the chest and unraveling. And oh, by the way, then your shoulders reach open and out. It's not just sitting curved and then propping your shoulders up and your head's plopped in front of you, and then all of a sudden you're nodding off and leaning forward because your shoulders and your head have gone in front of you again. No, it's rolling open, open, up, 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 so that you're stacking one vertebrae on top of the other. So by the time you roll up, all of a sudden, look at that, your head is in a very relaxed way propped easily and effortlessly on top of your spinal column, not leaning forward, which can tend to have you nod off, but effortlessly alert and relaxed, propped like a wonderful statuette on top of your spinal column. And then, oh, by the way, your chest opens up and your shoulders hang more relaxed as opposed to stiff, easily at the extremities of your skeletal frame. So one, did that make sense? And if you need to unmute right now or write in the chat box any questions about posture, feel free to do that, because having, it's not fancy, yet it's important to stack your spine all the way up to the top and leave your head easily. And I'm turning mine now, just effortlessly tossing back left to right, easy rotation. What if you're lying down? Okay, great, Nikki. Got it, Cheryl. Terrific. Thanks for the feedback and the question. Love to know if you're dialing in too, Nancy. Lying down is awesome as long as you're quote unquote staying conscious for the entire time. And in fact, it's a great practice because we talked about last time, we're so used to wired and awake or unconscious and asleep. So to have relaxation in repose, thank you, Nancy, which is one of the formal positions of the Buddha, repose, is totally legitimate as long as we're staying conscious. So my suggestion, again, similarly, actually, Nikki, would be when I'm relaxing and being mindful horizontally, I'm literally expanding not just from the base of my spine up all the way. I'm literally like I put kind of dig my heels into the bed or the couch of my hands, and kind of pull myself up and out from the base of my spine and pull my vertebrae all the way up, space, 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 and I plop my entire spinal skeletal column, space, 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 open it up, and it feels like, it feels so fantastic that it's open. So I do that. Then I actually pick my shoulder blades up because they're usually kind of caught on the bed or the couch and curved over a bit. So I literally lift each shoulder up one at a time and rotate it open and then prop it back down. So the couch or the bed actually holds my shoulder blades more open. Then I rotate my arms open and turn my thumbs out, again, an open repose. And then they're about maybe 30 degrees off my away from my body. And likewise, my legs are about 20 to 30 degrees open as opposed to directly straight. And my heels are kind of anchored in. And as I pull my kind of heels against the surface, I'm also stretching from my tailbone down through my legs. And in fact, I often do with, like I do with my shoulders, I lift one cheekbone up and really stretch out one leg, and then lift another cheekbone up and stretch out one leg, and then prop my entire human carriage open and alert, higher oxygen intake, higher neurological connections, you name it. You didn't think it would be so awesome to have an answer about lying down, but I am duty bound to give you a full answer. Even as you describe this, I feel my spine releasing and popping. Fantastic, Nikki. Great awareness. So in whatever pose you choose, the key is to be alert, i.e. conscious and relaxed. The midpoint zone, you know, I described it last week, we usually crash. We go from wired and awake and skip right through alert and relaxed and go into unconscious and relaxed. So this is increasing you as a human being to have as your homeostasis the ability to be alert and relaxed. It's a huge bonus. Just this one aspect before you've even started, quote unquote, the practice, to build your ability to be alert and relaxed in your life. And you're going to start to be in dinner conversations and people are going to say, wow, you seem so much calmer than usual because you're more alert and relaxed on a regular basis. So great question, Nikki. And that is prep number one. Prep number two is to select what your time frame that you wish to choose. And you then, if you're using a timer, to set the timer. And then simple, and I think final step, prep three, is to select your object of meditation, and therefore your label or labels will come from that. And I'll give you an example of that in a moment. So that is your prep. Very, very simple. Relaxed and alert, and select your time. It's 10 minutes, it's 20 minutes, it's an hour, whatever it is, and choose your object of meditation. A lot of people miss this third step and they go in and go, okay, I'm sitting, I'm silent, and all of a sudden their monkey mind is racing and they can't catch up with it and they're going, oh my God, I'm screwing up and I can't remember how to meditate, and then they get pissed off at themselves and it becomes this vicious cycle because they forgot this one simple, and believe me, I am saving you from years of this, you know, being painful practice and unproductive to immediate results on you getting a very successful practice. A lot of people miss this third piece, which is selecting your object of meditation. All right. And so then we go into the practice, and I summarize the practice in any practice in two very simple words. Basically, you're going to note and soak. And you're going to see what I mean in a moment. So first is, for the first, you know, for a second or so, you're going to note whatever your object of meditation is. And we're going to actually practice with feel out, or physical sensations that are non-emotional in nature. So your label is going to be feel out. Those two words. So you're going to note, feel out, either with one of two ways, either mental labels internally in your mind or spoken labels. Yes, this is very powerful as options, is to speak it out loud, because you sure know you're meditating when every few seconds you're saying, feel out. And then doing the second half, which I'll show you in a moment, and then feel out. It's like a metronome. So yes, very powerful to increase your focus in your practice, let alone, of course, in life. You feel unfocused, you feel overwhelmed as an entrepreneur or as a human being, guess what? Practicing focus this way is in a super simplified environment with only two words is a brilliant way to do it. Awesome. So yes, choose whether it's going to be mental or spoken labels. And then soak whatever you notice in this case, a sensation of feel out, some physical body sensation, for about 3 to 5 seconds with our two pillars, mindfulness or curiosity, awareness, and equanimity or a deep acceptance or allowing. That's it. That is the practice. Note and soak. It's super simplified, but I'm telling you, this is an elegant summary. I've never seen it anywhere else. People usually miss something or confuse it or make it overcomplicated or make it too simple to the fact they're missing something key to your success. So there's the prep. And the final on the finale or the post is to own your wins with gratitude and celebration. Anchor them in. Pat yourself on the back. Thank yourself. Know that no sit is a bad sit. Everyone you get mileage for. Soak up the benefits. That is it. Take a screen capture of that. Write that down. Write every aspect in your notes, please. This is the biggest and best summary in tonight's week two, this distilling down a lifelong mindfulness practice. So I'm going to pause here before we actually practice it and say, any questions whatsoever? If they're easy, toss them in the chat box. If you want to unmute, go for it. And either way, I want to make sure this, we are going to practice it, so we'll make it even more crystal clear. But at least first round, any questions at all, or love to see in the chat box, go for it, clear so far. Either one, love to hear. Either got it so far, clear, Nikki, great. And or any questions? Well explained so far. Amen. This is huge. 23 years of practice in about 8 minutes and about 4 minutes on this. So I'm thrilled that it's well explained. So far, so good. Awesome, Cheryl. 3 for 3. And Jeremy, I hope it's crystal clear for you too, sir. All right. So without further ado, what we're going to do is actually practice right here and now your first official, well laid out mindfulness practice. And as suggested, how we're going to do it, you could pick any one of these six modalities throughout this week and throughout your life to focus in on. And believe me, I've had thousands of hours with all six of these modalities, see, hear, feel, in and out. And all of them make up one piece of your human experience. So it's exciting. It's interesting. I mean, like, it's like a movie of your life. You're like the main subject and star all the time. So all of them are worthy of practice. And tonight we're going to focus in on feel in and reminder of the definition, physical sensations that are non-emotional in nature, your physical world. Sorry, I might have said feel in, but I meant feel out. So that is the two words, the only two words you need to remember to be successful as we actually practice. And so just as a mini reminder, I'm just recapping the practice part, the body of it. We are going to note for about a second with spoken labels tonight. We're going to practice and we're going to say only those two words, feel out. And I'm going to demonstrate first. And then we're going to soak for about 3 to 5 seconds with mindfulness and with equanimity. And I've just shifted up the definitions, but all of it's okay, whether it's an acceptance, allowance, a deep okayness. And so without further ado, I am going to practice first wherever leaders should go first, where no mindfulness practitioner has gone before. And so what I'm going to do for the next few minutes is I'm going to speak out loud my mindfulness practice. And I'm going to be very in the moment of whatever I'm aware of right now to demonstrate to you, excuse me, what it sounds like. Just taking a drink. And normally when you use spoken labels, I'm going to demonstrate for a moment what it's going to sound like when you use spoken labels, just the timing, approximate timing. And then I'm going to loop back and I'm going to speak out loud what I'm also experiencing. So without further ado, the rhythm of it would sound about like this. Feel out. Feel out. Feel feel out. Feel out. That's the approximate rhythm. One, two, it can shift for each one of you. There's not a magic amount of seconds. As I teach and as I verbalize externally what I'm experiencing internally, you'll start to get a sense of a natural rhythm. So now what I'm going to do is speak out. You would not normally speak this out, though you're welcome to, but I'm going to speak out what I notice as I soak the element with mindfulness and equanimity. So I've chosen my object of meditation. It's any physical sensations that are non-emotional in nature. So I'm just opened up to my whole body being the geographic location for this object of meditation. And I'm going to notice anything, any physical sensations that arise. And I'm actually going to verbalize what I'm experiencing in between my labels. Feel out. Mindfulness. So I'm going to just say mindful to make it shorter. Tightness in mid vertebrae, just to the left of the middle of my vertebrae around my left lung or diaphragm. Equanimity, a softening of that tightness and a slight expansion of a vibration, a wave out from that point across my back. So I'm going to pause just so you know what I'm doing. The second I notice any physical sensation, I say, feel out. Then I soak it with mindfulness. So I'm describing what I'm aware of. And then I soak it with equanimity, this deep okayness. And I describe any noticings after I soak it with equanimity. That's what I'm doing. So I'll do it a couple of more times. Feel out. Diaphragm. Gurgling slightly tight under my lungs with a slight gurgling in between my lungs and my digestion. Equanimity. A softening of my third chakra right in the center of my guts. Feel out. Tightness in my jaw. A certain sort of contractive, almost slightly twisting feeling in both of my jaw joints. Equanimity. A slightly warm melting sensation down the sides of my jaw. I'm going to pause and open up either to the chat box or unmute if you want to, whatever's easier for you. Any clarifying questions? I'm actually going to do a brief recap and then go for any clarifying questions. All I'm doing is I've chosen my object of meditation. As soon as I'm conscious of any body sensation, I'm unattached to where it is, I say feel out. Then I soak it with mindfulness, i.e. awareness of the nature of this physical sensation. I become curious about its nature. And then I soak it for another few seconds with equanimity, a deep allowingness, at which point the nature of it, as you may have noticed, might physically change. It may or may not. I'm unattached to it changing, but it may change. That's what I'm doing. Any clarifying questions? Because we're getting into the science of mindfulness now. Are you doing this the entire practice or just in the beginning? The entire practice. And that entire practice could be 2 minutes, 20 minutes, 2 hours. But in this practice, we have chosen the object of meditation to be any body sensations. And I've chosen it very intentionally because it's very healthy and powerful, and I would say easy, all relative, to anchor, what's called anchor in your body. A lot of the times why we're overwhelmed, busy, stressed, not present, is because we are, quote unquote, anchored in our mind, in the see-in or hear-in. We're lost in our thoughts. And a very powerful practice is to re-anchor in your body. That's why I chose this as the first object of meditation, for one. And yes, it's for, quote unquote, your entire practice. Unless, and in future weeks we'll explore, you chose, as before you started, that you were going to cycle through two or three modalities, like feel out and feel in as two of them. But for now, we have chosen our object of meditation to be solely feel out. And believe me, there is a lifetime of fascination as you watch the nature of your own body. It's fascinating. It's like you're like a scientist or a surgeon or something. So the answer is yes, and I'm giving you some motivation or why that answer is yes. Great question, Cheryl. Any other questions, either in the chat box or on audio before we try it ourselves, each one of you? Okay, so to really anchor in, to make sure you get, I could just go on and go, okay, aren't I a great teacher? No, I'm very conscious that I want you to really get this, because this is the magnifying glass on the simple yet subtleties of the practice. Thrilled, Nikki, that's great. And so I'm going to rotate and give each one of you a few moments to practice with us exactly as I did out loud. And Cheryl's up first. So Cheryl, I'd love you to unmute. I'm going to be right here with you and guiding you. And yet I'd much rather do with this with each of you now than wait for 6 days, 23 hours, and you go, I don't get it, I'm confused, and you quote unquote waste a week in this course. That is not going to happen. So I'd love you to unmute, Cheryl. And I'm going, awesome, great. And we're going to rotate through everybody for a few minutes. And I'd love you to just do your best to tune into your body. And as soon as you notice any physical sensation, doesn't matter what it is or where it is, as soon as you notice a physical sensation, say, feel out. Then say mindful and describe what you notice for a few moments. Then say equanimity and describe what you notice as you soak it with acceptance or allowingness. Does that make sense?
It does.
Awesome. If you would be so grand as to speak all of that out loud, and it's going to be amazingly both intimate and beautiful and instructive for all of us to have four data points with each other by the time we're done. So go for it.
Okay. So feel out the tightening on the left jaw and equanimity. The tightening is getting softer. It's continuing to soften. Feel out the bottom of my feet are warm. Equanimity. The warmth is kind of becoming a rolling sensation. Feel out. There's a tingling on the left side of my upper lip. Equanimity is dissipating, kind of moving to the center. You want me to keep going?
Perfect. Three rounds. Absolutely perfect. That was 2 minutes. And absolutely perfect. So, what's it? You're welcome. The only opportunity, and you may have been experiencing it internally, we just hadn't heard it externally, is to not only notice a one thing like the jaw is tight, you can start to become more, even more fascinated. Wow, the tightness is sort of contractive, or it's twitching, or it's bubbling, or it's gurgling, or it's sort of flinching. There's the nature of what is my body actually doing can become even more and more sort of microscopic in a fascinating and curious way. So that's the only window of opportunity. Everything was bang on perfect in terms of noting an area unattached to where it was, noting your mindful awareness of it, and then the differences you notice as you soaked it with equanimity. I mean, just think, in 2 minutes, you softened the tightness in your jaw. People pay thousands of dollars to masseuses, not that they shouldn't, to Jeremy or anybody else, or practitioners or physiotherapists, to get those kind of results. It's the equanimity is the most golden wand of healing on all fronts I have ever encountered. So good on you. And without further ado, let's tag team. And in fact, I think Jeremy is up next, so he'll see himself. I love this picture with the halo. So he'll see himself and he can then guide himself in his own three round feel out, etc. And without further ado, Nancy is up next. So if you want to unmute Nancy and do the same, a three round, as soon as you notice a physical sensation, say feel out, and then report from the scene of what you're aware of, and then if and how that changes as you soak it with equanimity.
Where did you get that picture?
That was, they're all Facebook.
Yeah, I know. That's an old one. Thanks.
Oh, do you like it?
Yeah, it's fine.
I could always change them. I just, you know, I was going to go for the set profile shots, and I was like, oh, as soon as I found Jeremy's, I thought, oh, no, I'm going to get a little more playful and candid, so. So whenever you're ready, Nancy, if you want to go through three rounds like Cheryl did, that would be awesome. Okay.
Feel out. There's a bit of tension and tingling in my left shoulder. And I feel it relaxing. I feel energy going there. Feel out. Feel tingling in both my fingertips. And as I allow, it intensifies energy. Feel out, feel a bit of tightening in my lower back. And I feel it slowly releasing. Okay, that was three.
Brilliant. Give yourself a pat on the back. Brilliant, perfect as well. Another about 2 minutes. It's amazing how much time can pass just in three notes on the feel out. And believe me, this is incredibly linked to mindful solutions to the top seven business killers, whether you get the connection yet or not. I wanted to give at least, I was going to do 3 weeks, but I did just 2 weeks. I sort of condensed it of laying the foundation so you get this practice, at least at the introductory level, so that we can then create routines that are applied to your business solutions. So perfect. And last but not least, Nikki, you're up if you want to unmute That's your driving in some fancy sports car with the top down, I think.
That was in Arizona when I rented the Ford Mustang GT convertible for my 50th birthday.
Nice. Very fun. I love it. It seemed like a special moment, and I love the Arizona connection with our, literally, Arizona on the left and Toronto on the right, so I love that.
I couldn't wipe the smile off my face for 4 days.
Well, that might come in your feel out noticing, but let's see. With outscripting need to go there, love you to do the same thing. Three noticings. So as soon as you notice physical sensation, say feel out, and then report what you notice as you soak it with mindfulness and then equanimity.
Feel out. Tightness in my jaw. Teeth are clenched. Noticing that my jaw is actually loosening because now I'm aware of the tightness in my jaw and how much my teeth hurt. Jaw is loosening. Equanimity. My teeth are actually throbbing because I've been clenching them so much. Can feel them releasing. Feel out. There's a sharp pain in my left shoulder. Tightness. Again, as I'm giving mindfulness to it and equanimity, I'm noticing that my spine just wants to move and I can hear a vertebrae popping as I'm stretching it out. The pain is actually dissipating somewhat. Feeling more relaxed. Oh, snap, crackle, pop. Feel out. Pain in my left hip. Sciatica going down my left leg. And just as I'm noticing it, the pain is decreasing. I'm actually sitting more level in my chair now. When there was more pressure on one side than the other. Actually feeling my whole body relax, my shoulders just drop too. I feel the need to do a cat stretch. This will probably take a few more minutes, but I'm already feeling more relaxed and limber than I was.
2 minutes.
A few minutes ago.
2 minutes each. And see the kind of results you're already getting. And this can be your self-practitioner for life. So also excellent. What I will highlight for the whole mastermind, and it was just a little more obvious potentially in your tone, is that the more you can bring equanimity into your tone as well, partly because I've worked with you before, partly because I know you, but I was hearing some level of, so we say, judgment or drama in the tone, like my jaw is clenched. I'm feeling like trying to release, like I got a stab in my, you know, there was a certain emotional charge I sense, I may be wrong, and or non-neutrality in the tone with which you were describing it. And that tone will occur on your internal dialogue as well. So it's subtle but significant that with equanimity, the more neutral to curious your tone is as you're describing it, the more you're actually practicing equanimity as opposed to just describing with judgment. So it's subtle, but a huge win to invite your tone internally to be as neutral and or externally, because you can do spoken labels. You can also do spoken description. Mm-hmm. But as I'm getting at, to have your tone as neutral to curious as possible really induces the benefits of the equanimity all the more. Does that make sense?
It does, but I'm also getting, as I'm feeling out, I'm getting it's more of the physical sensations I'm getting are all, they're emotional based. I get it. I'm pissed off about something.
Yes, so good awareness that you're starting, and we'll get into this in future weeks, the deception, yeah. You're already starting to notice the difference between feel in and feel out, and Shinzen intentionally separated them, mm-hmm. So we can start to be aware of the nature of your nature, including the nature of emotions, as being one huge component that's been running us, typically, unconsciously. So one, great job, pat yourself on the back for getting to see already the distinction between what is feel in and what is feel out. And two, I'm inviting you to ease on off on the emotional charge with which you soak anything with equanimity.
Okay.
And three is, whenever you choose any object of meditation, let's say it's feel out and you hear inner dial and you get hear in, to let that be in the background, or you choose feel out and you're getting feel in, i.e. emotional sensations, let that be in the background. That's part of the building of the focus muscle, is just, you know, it's sort of like, thanks, I'll see you later. Allow it, I hear you, I feel that there's some feel in here, thank you, and my focus right now is feel out.
I got it.
Part of it is to build the muscle of focus. And other times, and including this week, you can choose feel in as your focus. You can choose any six of them. Mm-hmm. The invitation at minimum this week is to choose feel out for all of you, because it's anchoring yourself in the body. It's one of the easiest go-tos. And from now on, till death do we part, and maybe even after, you have all six of these modalities, which makes up 100% of your life, to choose from anytime you want. So you can satiate the monkey mind and your emotional side to choose a meditation time that your object of meditation is feel in, which is physical sensations that are emotional in nature, and absolutely go to town and soak them with awareness and equanimity. Huge work to that as well.
Okay. Well, being a Pisces, though, it would be nice not to have to feel in for a while.
As you wish.
I'm nothing but a big emotional thing walking around, so yeah. Yes,
yes. I got it, and most of us are, whether we admit it or not.
Yeah.
Having said that, what I'm getting at for everyone in the mastermind is that there is benefit, as Shinzen would describe, is what he calls turn toward and turn away, meaning sometimes it's more fruitful to turn towards what the strongest experience is, say feel in, for example. And sometimes it's beneficial to turn away, i.e. focus on something else, like feel out, anchor in the body versus the emotions, as you're going to get mileage either way, but just know that you have those options. Does that all make sense?
Yes.
So there's, I think, just a few visual left. I can actually click through them to officially end and then open up for questions. Or if someone has a burning question or comment right now, I'm happy to take it by saying feel out loud. Are you doing hear out? Ah, that is very insightful question, Nancy. I love that. You aren't doing hear out, but there is a subtle in the background component of hear out happening to you, because there is an auditory component. So you aren't quote unquote actively doing it, because you're not choosing it as your object of meditation. But the reality is, most of the time, all six modalities are firing. Sometimes we're having a emotionally neutral experience, and so feel in isn't occurring. Sometimes the mind is quieter, and so herein isn't particularly occurring, etc. Or you're in a completely hermetically sealed place with no hear out, for example. But most of the time, you're rotating between some or all of these modalities firing anyways. The thing of meditation is not that the other ones are gone. It's that you're consciously selecting to be focused. It's kind of like I have five businesses on the go, but I got to focus on one right now, from the entrepreneurial, you know, metaphor or parallel. Likewise, you've got six possible modalities and you're choosing to focus on one for now. Does that answer your question, Nancy? And great question, by the way. And I'm can take any question in this arena, pretty darn seasoned. Great, Nancy, awesome. Okay, let me just wrap up with the short few visual slides and then I'm happy to stay on for the last few moments to, we were gonna practice even more, but I think I'll continue to wrap up because we did auditorily practice out loud. And I asked for any insights. Yeah, in the chat box, love to see any insights you had in doing that first, perhaps for all of you, spoken labels and speaking your experience out loud. Love to see in the chat box any insights already. It was only 2 minutes and yet, wow, I had some just listening to you. So love to see, hear any insights along with any final questions. And love to now, in this final few moments, increase focus and awareness had to observe. Yeah, great, exactly. And if you're not saying feel out, you know you're not meditating. That's the power of the spoken label. So you don't get lost in your inner dialogue. You actually say feel out and you know you're meditating. So great, noticing Nikki. So I'd love to see in the chat box your same or changed commitment for this week around your mindfulness practice. So it could be, I didn't hit my targets, I'm going to reduce it to feel more successful. I like way surpassed my targets and I'm going to courageously shift from 1 minute to 2 minutes a day or whatever. Love to see the, and they can be exactly the same, but we're in a new unit of time. You've gained an entire new repertoire. This is may just seem like a wee webinar you're on tonight, but I've literally given you over, you know, 20 years of distillation of what I would call the most scientifically clear and all-inclusive mindfulness practice. I'm going to shift to a minimum of 10 minutes per day. Sexy, Nikki. Love that. And I'm unattached, just sexy. So I wanted to, for each of you to tune into, is your 4x4 ideal? Is your 2x3 ideal? Or would you like to change that in any way? Continue my 4x4. Great, Cheryl. Add 20-minute mindfulness. So you're going to do 4x4 plus a 20-minute mindfulness at some point during the day, if I understand you, Cheryl. That's great. I will shift up to 10 minutes twice per day. Perfect. Wonderful. Because it's kind of nice. Well, now that you get going, God, 2 minutes seems pretty darn short. It's like, wow, I only had 3 noticings in 2 minutes, and boom, it's gone. So you may have whatever that is, times 5, 15 noticings in 10 minutes. And it's pretty damn fascinating. So awesome and good on you guys. Write those commitments down. Reminder that in the private member portal, you've got these 10 support trainings for the entire rollout of the practice. I will add at least one guided meditation too. Yeah, there's just so gorgeous in that insight timer, Nancy. So enjoy that. And final, and I pretty much said it, but play work, you're solo, is to practice feel out at minimum, and or if you wish to choose any of the other 5, go for it. And I would encourage you to do the majority of feel out because it's super go-to solid to anchor in your body. It's very present and grounding. So feel out the majority of it and if you wanted to change it up to any of the other 5, go for it based on your day and time commitment. And recap the week 1 and 2, the 10 mindfulness training videos to capture those, complete those during the week. Accountability partners, text your partner when complete each day. And in fact, if you haven't, to have a call, which would be great, and mastermind, report your practice and your results. And I think, yes, that recaps it. So let's unmute. Let's give ourselves a 3, 2, 1. We're champions, and then I'm happy to stay on the line for a few extra moments to unbundle anything and or go back to that practice summary slide or whatever's relevant for you. So without further ado, hope you're unmuted. 3, 2, 1.
We are champions.
Woo! Awesome. So no need, but definitely very present to you. Any questions that you could possibly imagine as you're practicing this incredibly simple yet specific way to really see perhaps yourself for the first time at this level of specificity. Any questions, insights, contributions?
I'm actually just excited about trying this, Heather, because I've never meditated at all like this before. So
this is the most specific yet all relatively simple way of actually become a scientist of your own human nature that I've ever seen on planet Earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for that.
This comes straight from the science of enlightenment, Shinzen Young. He doesn't quite unbundle it this way. He's great to listen to as well. And yet, I think this is the only slide deck in human history that actually maps it out this way. So I'm excited for all of you, for sure. And I'm excited that you are. That's the main thing. So awesome, Nikki. Any insights, comments, additions? Nancy, I'm looking forward to becoming more relaxed, focused, and get some deep sleep. Amen, Nancy. I know somebody had, yeah, Cheryl had more energy, which is great. And often when we have more energy during the day, we actually sleep better because we're not so bagged during the day. And we, that would be nice. Yeah, Nikki, we got a few people going through that. It is entirely possible.
It
balances out the hormones and or it reduces the wiredness. Nancy?
Yeah, I was going to say, I had a couple of hot sweats and I thought about it and I breathe, and it eventually went away. But I mean, they're still very present, but it's coming together.
Good. Well, it was at least 2 to 4 steady weeks of doing the deep breathing during the hot flashes that resolved it for the one person I was talking with. I've been sleeping very well. Thrilled, Cheryl. Is that an improvement over before? And if so, please write it down on your results sheet, your mindful results sheet. Love to know if it's an improvement, Cheryl. Actually, feel free to unmute if it is and describe your before and after already, Cheryl, if that's a change for you.
Well, I have had insomnia for years, and just before we started this class, I started sleeping better. When I started doing the deep breathing, and this week with the meditations, I've been sleeping really well, really well.
Awesome. From insomnia to sleeping really well. Hello. And Nikki, I saw you. You're great. You're welcome. And that's huge and a huge testament for Nikki and Nancy to hear. So I'm thrilled that's already week one results. Please, because we do forget our wins, write that down on your mindful results sheet. Fantastic. I think that's it. Any final wins already or questions? Other than that, we will bid each other adieu. And this is just the kickoff to week two, just launching it. Awesome. Okay, without further ado, champions, I'm excited and thrilled for you. Welcome to actually perhaps the first week of your life where you actually experience your life to this level. And oh, by the way, all the spin-off results, the loosening of the jaw, the deeper sleep, the actually finishing your sentences, et cetera, et cetera. So enjoy one and all. Have a great rest of your evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Big pleasure.
Bye.
Cheers.